Thank you, Kat. Now it's time to join Mira, who's been our spotting plants at primary school this week, to learn a bit more about Charles Darwin.
2009 is Darwin year, as it's 200 years since the birth of Charles Darwin. So this week, I'm at St Jude's Primary School in Herne Hill, London, for the launch of the Wellcome Trust's Darwin Initiatives. Now these include resources such as The Tree of Life, a short film exploring evolution on Earth. But today sees the launch of the Great Plant Hunt, where a treasure chest filled with activities has just been delivered by Sir David Attenborough to the kids here at St Jude's to help them explore nature and science the way Darwin did. So with me now is Angela McFarlane, Director of Content and Learning at the Royal Botanic Gardens, Kew, who helped create these amazing treasure chests. Angela, tell me more about the Great Plant Hunt.
Well, the Great Plant Hunt is a project to get every single primary school child in the country involved in some real outdoor hands-on science following the steps of Darwin.
So what kind of things are inside the chest?
Well, there's a Millennium Seed Bank mini seed bank, which is what our scientists use to preserve seed and to keep the seed viable over a series of years. They've got a plant press, they've got magnifiers, they've got seeds, a storybook, and then on the website, they've got a space where they can share photographs of the work they've done with every other school in the country.
How are the things contained in this kit going to help them understand more about Darwin's principles?
All of the activities start off with a thinking walk, because, of course, the methods that Darwin used were actually pretty straightforward. He went out and made observations, he made good records, he made collections. But the key thing is he did a lot of very high-quality thinking. And what we want to do is to get the children thinking about what they're seeing. If they live in an inner-city area and they can't get out into the countryside, they can actually do a thinking walk just in the playground, looking at the things that are growing on the walls, coming up through the concrete. But they start off by looking at what's growing around them, making collections, doing experiments, and their thinking then develops from that point onwards.
And why do you think it's important for children to know more and understand more about Darwin's theories and his science?
Well, the thing about Darwin's science is it's actually very accessible. So it's a really good introduction to science generally, collecting evidence, doing experiments. We need them to understand the importance of science and scientists to the everyday world around them. So, for example, the fact that we don't know all there is to know about the natural world is a really important message.
Angela McFarlane from the Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew. Well, it looks like we're about to set off on one of these thinking walks now with the kids to explore the school's nature garden.
Pointy things sticking out.
And also another one.
Where? Oh, okay.
We're going to find a nice place for them. Right,
okay, so we've been wandering around the nature garden looking out for plants, and in particular weeds, to get them thinking about how they manage to grow in unusual places. Now, with me are some members of the Year 2 class here at St Jude's. So what have you all discovered about weeds today?
They grow in different places, like in the walls and the trees and soil and even stones.
I'm wondering, how do they come through if there's loads of stones all over the place?
The seed out of one of the flowers must have been in the stones, and then it made a weed grow through the stones.
And what about Charles Darwin? Do you know much about him yet?
He went on the HMS Beagle and discovered all sorts of things.
Well, I know that he was born February the 12th. He died when he was 200.
He was idle at school. He wrote lots and lots of pages about worms and he played with dogs. And he was born 200 years ago.
He was indeed born 200 years ago, rather than living for 200 years, thanks to the Year 2s at St Jude's Primary School. Now, the Great Plant Hunt was kicked off here today by Sir David Attenborough, who's been walking around with the kids exploring the garden himself. I caught up with him earlier to talk about why Darwin and his theories have been so important to science today.
Well, it is the unifying theory of the life sciences, and it continually throws up new problems and produces and suggests new answers. So precise, detailed mechanism whereby variation arrives and why different varieties and different variations become selected, there's a lot of work to be done on that. It also threw up a number of problems, if it was true. There were a number of difficulties which scientists of the time very properly said, well, we don't understand that. How could that be if Darwin was right? In the 150 years since the publication of The Origin of Species, every one of those major problems has been answered by scientists sometimes working in a quite different field. And suddenly you discover that they have found something which has validated Darwin's theory.
So one project you've been working on has been the Tree of Life project. So what exactly is this and how does it represent Darwin's thoughts?
Well, when Darwin, in one of his early notebooks, was speculating about how life might have developed, he drew a diagram which looks like a tree. It has a trunk and then it branches into different branches and the branches then branch into smaller branches and so on. And that was what he thought it the way that life could have developed. And everything that we've known since then has proved that that is indeed the way that the tree of life has developed. In recent years, of course, we've discovered DNA. Darwin didn't know anything about DNA. But DNA enables you to establish the relationships of an organism. Just as in our law courts, DNA is used, DNA fingerprinting, to establish, for example, the paternity of a child. Well, now, that kind of DNA fingerprinting can also establish the relationship between, say, a lion and a tiger, or a chimpanzee and a gorilla, and a man. And an enormous amount of work has been done by DNA scientists now, so that we can now draw the diagram, which is the Tree of Life, with complete confidence.
That was Sir David Attenborough talking to Mira. She also spoke to Angela McFarlane from the Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew. And there's more information for primary school children, secondary school children about things Darwin-y that they can do at welcome.ac.uk/Darwin200.